Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Griva Radhari Gopi Chana Balaba Jaya Griva Radhari Jaya Griva Radhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Raja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Yamuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Jaya Giri Radha Hari, Jaya Giri Radha Hari. Kapi chana bala ba jaya giri varadhari jaya giri varadhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Raja Janaranjana Yamuna Chiravanachari Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Damadava Radhe Jaya Radha Shamasunda Radha Shamasunda Radhe Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramang Spurchakacharya Stuhutra Sisamad is Mind Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivananda Swami Shirupad Kida Iskon Poundacharya Shirupad Kida Ananti Kodi Vaishnavinda Kida Namacharya Shilayagasta Kuru Kida Prem Shigosha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanachananda Shri Veda Gadada Shivasta Guru Bhaktivinda Kida Shri Radha Krishna Gogopana Shamakana Radha Kandi Gogopanan Kida Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki, Ganga Maya ki, Jamuna Maya ki, Tulsi Maharani ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. With the purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is 9th chapter, text number 3. Please repeat. Ashradadana Purusha Tamasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vatmani Ashradadana Purusha Tamasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vatmani Ashradadana Those who are faithless Purusha, such persons, Dharmasya, toward the process of religion, Asya, this, Parantapa, O killer of the enemies, Aprapya, without obtaining, Mam, me, Nivartante, come back, Mrityu, of death, Samsara, in material existence, Vatmani, on the path. Okay, translation. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies, therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Okay, the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:31-14, Yato taro mula niseshchanena tripyanti tatskanda bujo pashaka prano paharachcha yatendriyanam tataiva savahanam achuteja. By giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves, and by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activities that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive, and as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up the process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class, there are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna Bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus, they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency towards Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed, but as soon as the infection of Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Om Ajnana Trimandasya Gyananjanan Shlakaya Chakshura Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance. I'm a spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. This is a very nice verse. Krishna's encouraging everybody to develop faith in him, because without faith, we will have to take birth again in the material world. The material world, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Avatino Arjuna Mama Pachipana Janma Naitima Eti Sorajuna. He says, from the highest planet, which is called Brahma Loka, down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, does not take birth again. This is the material world. Material world is the prison that Krishna has created for the living beings that want to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. Real enjoyment actually comes from Krishna. So if you want to have a happy new year and a prosperous new year and everything nice to happen this year, you have to become more Krishna conscious. So that is really the only way you can have a happy new year. So we should take a vow. It's better to take a vow before the actual event. Like if you're going to fast on Ekadashi, it's better to make the vow before the day of Ekadashi, the day before, or whatever. But still, it's better late than never. So if we take a vow to try to make more progress in devotional service, then Krishna will help us. That's the right kind of vow. not to become a millionaire by the time we're 25 or whatever, but to actually develop faith in Krishna, because Krishna will never let us down. Krishna's never let anybody down. Krishna's there. Because Krishna's in your heart. Krishna's aware of everything you're thinking and everything you're doing. Krishna's inconceivable. And Krishna, he's loves you and he wants you to be happy. So he's made this material world very nice. Actually, the material world is a beautiful place. There's so many nice things, there's so many nice flowers in this world, so many beautiful smelling flowers. But when we try to be happy without Krishna and we create a civilization which is based basically on forgetting Krishna, then we'll find that people are not happy. So we find that in the modern age, people have no faith. They're not at all inclined towards religion. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, Matirna Krishna Pratasutova. How's it go? He says that people who are in the material world, they simply want to, their intention or their desire to be Krishna conscious or to be God conscious cannot be aroused by their own endeavors, by the endeavors of others, or even by a combination of both. So it's very difficult with some people that no matter how much you try to tell them about Krishna, even when Krishna himself came to the material world, most people didn't know he was Krishna. Most people didn't know he was God. Only up to 100 people knew that Krishna was God. So people come to the material world to forget about Krishna. But those that remember Krishna constantly and try to remember it every moment of the day, this should be the goal, to always be thinking of Krishna. This is really what Krishna consciousness is all about, that Krishna is so wonderful that if we become fully Krishna conscious, then we will be thinking of Krishna all the time. But to get to that stage takes a little time, and we have to have faith, because there may be tests in the material world. There's always problems in the material world because it's the material world. And so material world means place of anxiety. There's so much anxiety here. But if we have faith in Krishna, and if we have faith in Krishna's holy name, and if we never waver in our faith, if we're always convinced that Krishna's God, that Krishna's always our well-wisher, then Krishna will reaffirm our faith. But he says that for the doubting soul, there is neither happiness in this life nor the next. So we shouldn't have doubts. What is there to have faith in the material world? Which personality is there who's not riddled with faults, or except for a devotee of Krishna? We can look at so many examples of great personalities, famous people. Not only were they under the jurisdiction of birth, death, old age, and disease, but they made mistakes. They had imperfect senses. There was always something to criticize. But we see with somebody like Srila Prabhupada, of course, there's hardly anyone like Srila Prabhupada, but with someone of Srila Prabhupada's stature, there's been so many biographies written about Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. And not one of them has actually criticized Prabhupada. So many disciples have written their experience of Srila Prabhupada, who knew him very intimately. And nobody has criticized him, because Srila Prabhupada was a spotless, pure devotee. So he was a pure devotee, and he had so much faith in Krishna that he was willing to risk his life to come to America, even though India is the land of Krishna. But he wanted to come to America to give American people and Westerners the chance to hear about Krishna. So he had so much faith in Krishna. So we have to try to develop this faith, which we get by associating with somebody who also has faith. Just like if we read The scriptures, if we read the books by Srila Prabhupada, we'd automatically get faith. It says, Tavat Katamritam Tapta Jivanam Kaviviriditam Samapaham. How's it go? Shavanam Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinantiye Bhuri Dajana. Beautiful verse spoken by Krishna's female friends, the gopis. They said that the narration, the nectar of your words and the narration of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in the material world. These narrations, which are transmitted by great sages, eradicate all misfortune. They give you strength. They satisfy the heart. And so they're actually to distribute this knowledge, these books, the scriptures. That is the highest welfare work. So, and anybody who wants to please Krishna, they can go out and they can distribute these books. And it's very wonderful. You go out. I had some wonderful experiences on Sankirtan. I went out. We were down in Miami, and we were going to the Florida International University. It's a very nice university, very nice students, and so many people were very interested. And because this knowledge is spreading, Krishna consciousness is actually spreading. I had some other very nice experiences. I went, a couple that I can remember, I went to some barbershops, some hairdressers, and they were mainly African-American hairdressers, and I went in and I had the Bhagavad Gita. I said, anyone interested in yoga, meditation, spiritual knowledge? And, you know, there was a bit of a dead silence. A lot of them looked like relatives of Shaka Neal. But anyway, big and... So I walked out, and then someone chased me down the road. This African-American person, and he said, stop, stop. I'm really interested in what you've got there. And so, you know, he wanted to get a book. He had $11. He said, I don't think I have enough money to get one of these beautiful books. He's a very humble guy. Anyway, I gave him two books. He was in bliss. So, because I was in bliss too. Because when you give someone a book, that increases their faith. Because if you increase somebody's faith in Krishna, you get the benefit. It's like you give love, you get more love. Prabhupada would criticize one so-called spiritual leader in India who said that he gave all his potency away to his disciple, and therefore he felt weak. Prabhupada said, this is wrong, because the more you give, the more you get. This is like, the more you sacrifice for Krishna, the more benefit you get. So another time, I also went into an African-American hairdresser, and I said the same thing, and a young lady chased me out. She was about 24. She ran down the road after me, literally. She thought she'd missed me, because she was doing someone's hair at the time. And she said, I love Krishna. I got to get some of those books. So she pulled out $20. I gave her three books. She was a very nice girl. She's studying comparative religion, getting a master's degree. So, you know, Krishna consciousness is spreading. The faith in the devotees, the faith that Prabhupada had was so powerful that he transferred it to others. And their faith also, by following the process that Prabhupada gave us, chanting Hare Krishna regularly, coming to see the deities, reading the books, automatically the faith develops. The only thing that stops the faith is if we commit offenses against the holy name or against other devotees. So we should take a vow to minimize our offenses, and then we will automatically get more faith. So there are 10 offenses. I won't go through them all right now, but if we're at all interested in making spiritual progress, then we have to find out all these different nuances and details of Krishna consciousness, because, as it is said, Krishna is in the details. So It's very possible for us actually to be able to go back to the spiritual world at the end of this life. So we're all living beings, spiritual beings, and we've come to the material world. We've fallen down from the spiritual world. The spiritual world is the world of light. This is the world of ignorance. But everybody can go back there. Our birthright is to be in the spiritual world, the world of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. We're not supposed to be in this temporary world of misery. Therefore, we simply have to make our minds up that I don't want to come back. I don't want to go through this whole cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease again. This is not, it's not a very nice process. Of course, for a materialist, it's hellish, because when materialistic people get old, their body starts to give them so many problems, and they don't know where they're going to go when they die. And this is the biggest examination. So for a devotee, we have faith in Krishna that when we leave this body, we're not afraid. We should never be afraid at the time of death. Because it's said that one should, if one has spent one's life practicing Krishna consciousness, studying the books, chanting Hare Krishna, but you're afraid at the time of death, then you've wasted your time. So we should be bold enough to stare death in the face. That for a devotee, we're not afraid of death, because if we practice Krishna consciousness properly, we can go back to be with Krishna. And there's in the spiritual world, there's so many wonderful activities. There's a festival every day. You can, in the spiritual world, the different seasons, there's six seasons, they're a little bit more elaborated on in the scriptures that describe the spiritual world, but the six seasons, and all the six seasons are there simultaneously. So, you know, sometimes you feel like being in springtime, and then you, anyway, it's a lot of variety. But we're in the material world here, and, you know, it's summer, it's heat and hot, and so that's the material world. There's very harsh conditions here. Some people are living in places where it's freezing cold the whole time. So this is what the material world is. It's a place where there's always some kind of misery. But for devotees, when they get old, they feel relieved in a way that they have knowledge, they have faith, they have confidence that this whole process of Krishna consciousness actually does work. That, you know, I've invested my life. It's a big investment. Some people invest their money in the stock market, and the stock market crashes and they lose everything, or they invest their love, so-called love, in a partner who runs off with somebody else. But Krishna will never let you down. If you invest your life in Krishna, then you can expect the best return, because the best return is that you will be happy. That's really what everybody's goal is. Whether you want money or whatever you're after, it's all supposed to give you happiness. So the Krishna consciousness lifestyle gives you freedom from anxiety. It gives you peace of mind. It gives you real knowledge. It gives you happiness in the heart. And it also makes one more attractive than a materialistic person, that we can all develop these qualities, because Krishna's created all of us. And Krishna's, he's very intelligent. So everything Krishna created is very wonderful. So all of the living beings that Krishna's created are full of knowledge, they're all unique. Like you look at a snowflake. Snowflakes are very beautiful. Everyone is unique. If you look under a microscope or whatever it is, to all the different snowflakes, everyone has their own unique design. Krishna's a very, he's got a very orderly mind. The whole way the atoms and the neutrons and the protons, it's all arranged in such an amazing way. There's one devotee, Bhaktivigyan Goswami, he uh, He's from a Russian background. He's the GBC for Russia. And he was a scientist. He was actually an atheist. I heard him talking about it. And he was a scientist, and he was studying all the way the atoms and all these different things are arranged. And he said it was so wonderfully designed that he had to see that there was some intelligence behind everything. So there is intelligence behind everything. And that's Krishna. So Krishna doesn't create anything which is not wonderful. It's just that when we come to the material world, we use our body in the wrong way. So there's a famous book by Oscar Wilde. Have you ever heard of Oscar Wilde? He's a famous British writer. He wrote a book called The Portrait of Dorian Gray. And this Dorian Gray, he was a person, and he lived a very licentious, very degraded life. This was in the dilettantes, they were called, the Victorian English, when England was starting to become degenerated, and then they lost it. So this person, Dorian Gray, he led a very degraded life, but he looked good still, because that doesn't happen to most people that lead degraded lives. After a while, their face and their body portrays the life they've lived. But his body, but the picture on the wall that was painted of him when he was young was growing old and ugly. So anyway, when he died, the picture went back to its original youthful splendor, and he was old and ugly. So, but the body is just, you know, it's destined to rot. We can't do anything about that. But we can invigorate the soul. And if there's life and spirituality in a person's life, then they automatically become more attractive. So we have this process by which we can actually achieve perfection. That the people say, some religious people say that it's impossible to become perfect. But that's not our philosophy. We may not become perfect in this one life, but we're on the path of perfection. Srila Prabhupada had a book called The Path of Perfection, that wherever you start, if you practice Krishna consciousness, you will become perfect, because Krishna made you perfect. You don't need to take any intoxicants to be happy, to be intoxicated. I always tell people, you don't need to take drugs, because the soul is naturally happy. So we just have to unravel the soul from the crazy mind, because the mind is crazy. And the mind is very hard to control. But the mind is the root cause of all of our problems, because with the mind we're desiring so many things which we're wasting our time trying to gain, but they won't make us happy. So we have to control the mind, mantra meditation, and by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, automatically the mind becomes controlled. So we have this wonderful process, and we might think, well, it's very difficult for me to make progress because I have so many attachments, I have so many material desires, I've done so many bad things, I'm not very intelligent. That's a good kind of mentality to have. But at the same time, Krishna's name is none different from Krishna. And as Sanjaya says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Patha Dhanadira, Tatra Shri Dhruvayo Nitya, says, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there is certainly opulence, victory, morality, and extraordinary power. So there's always victory. If you're a Krishna conscious person, you will always be victorious. Doesn't mean everything will always go exactly according to plan, but you will be successful in this life. And you will be able to transcend the cycle of birth and death, and you will be able to go back to Krishna. So we have to have this determination. There's a very nice story in a book called the Panchatantra. Anyone read the Panchatantra? Panchatantra is a very interesting book. You know the story of the weaver and the chariot maker? So there was a weaver. I don't know all the details, but it's a very nice story. Prabhupada tells a few stories from the Panchatantra. The Panchatantra was written by Vishnu Sharma because he was trying to educate the king's sons. And the king's sons, they didn't really want to be educated. They were a little bit rebellious. So he created this whole book of riddles and stories and poems which made it easier for them to learn. So this particular story is about the weaver and the chariot maker. So the weaver, they were both well-to-do. This is in Gaudadesh, which is Bengal. They were both well-to-do, and they were artisans, but they were at the top of their profession. But the weaver fell in love with a princess, and he became totally besotted by her. But she was a higher caste, so he was lamenting so much, "She'll never marry me, I'm just a weaver." And so the chariot driver said, "Why not, you know? Just go for it. I'll make you an aeroplane." Anyway, this is all a little bit make-believe, but he created this contraption out of wood that you could flap the wings, and he decorated him with four hands and, made him look like Vishnu. So he got on the aeroplane, and he flew up to the balcony where the princess was. And so she said, "Oh, it's Vishnu." He said, "Yes, I have been attracted by your devotion. I have come down from the heavenly, from the spiritual world to visit you. And tonight we will be wedded by the Gandhava type of marriage," which, anyway. So they got together, and so he kept visiting her, and the king and the queen, they didn't know what was going on, but the princess was totally in love. And then the soldiers or the maid people or the servants of the king, they found out that she was seeing somebody. And so, anyway, she told him it was Vishnu. So at that particular time, there was a king who sent his emissaries to demand the tax from the king, the father of the princess. So he sent his emissaries to demand the tax. So because the king said, "I'm not going to pay my tax, you can go to hell, because my daughter's married to Vishnu." So then, so the invading king came to get the taxes, okay? And the other king, he wasn't at all afraid, because I got Vishnu on my side. So then, the poor weaver, he didn't know what to do, because he's just a weaver. He's not Vishnu, and he was wondering, "What am I going to do?" So he says, "Well, seeing as if I don't play out the role of being Vishnu, I'm going to lose the princess, and everybody's going to discover that I'm a fraud, and I'll probably be killed, so I'm going to carry on playing the role of Vishnu, okay?" Meanwhile, Garuda somehow or other found out that this weaver's impersonating Vishnu, and he said, "If he goes to the battlefield and he loses, then people will lose faith in Vishnu, and they'll stop doing their sacrifices." So Vishnu said, "I'm going to empower him that he will win the battle." So when the invading king and the soldiers, the weaver, he went up on his contraption, dressed as Vishnu with his forearms and everything else. And when they saw him, because Vishnu had listened to the advice of Garuda, and he said, "Okay, I'm going to invest some of my power in him and So he threw the Sudarshan, and Vishnu actually threw it and it chopped the head off the invading king. So anyway, then he was lauded as a great king, he was given the kingdom. So therefore, the moral of the story is that you should always have faith, even if something seems impossible. Like Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Like it might seem impossible for us to be able to go back to Godhead in this one life. But we can do it. We can give up all our anathas. We can do it if we have faith, if we follow the process, if we follow the directions. Srila Prabhupada, he's the doctor. And he's given the perfect medicine. If we follow, if we take the medicine is the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So if you chant regularly, come to the kirtan, see the deities, everything else, then you'll never be defeated by anybody. Some people get bewildered because they go home and their brothers, they say things, they might be a bit scientific and they might bewilder them a little bit. But if we have faith in Krishna, we'll never be bewildered by anybody. So, we have this wonderful philosophy and we should try to study it and learn it and have faith in it. And if you can read that story, firsthand, it's a lot. I'm not very good at telling stories. Sorry about that. But anyway, if you have any questions, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you for a very nice class. So, Happy New Year, Prabhu. Also, so I'm wondering, you were saying that only 200 people were aware of Krishna.
Only a few people were aware of Krishna
yes.
being
so
God,
so you're saying,
right.
Were they the persons that Krishna told to take birth in the womb of the pious souls?
Were they what?
The persons that Krishna said to take birth in the, but to descend with him and take birth. In the wombs
of
pious.
Well, they were pious people, obviously, yeah. Uddhava and Vasudeva and Devaki.
Right, so no other personalities except...
Well, Prabhupada said there was about 100. In one lecture I heard him, he said there was about 10. Another lecture he said about 100. Hmm. So I don't know the exact figure, but... seeing as the whole planet had millions of people,
right.
Millions of people died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra alone, so there were millions of people on the planet, but only a handful knew that Krishna was God.
Right.
Because, you see, in the material world, people, they lose their intelligence. Like Prabhupada talks about the scientists, that all the scientists that create all these theories to decry the existence of God, the intelligence that they get to make up those false theories, that comes from Krishna too. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Right.
So Krishna want to forget God, people want to forget Krishna, so Krishna gives them the intelligence to forget him. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So they want to forget him, so Krishna doesn't force himself on anybody. Mm-hmm. Krishna's, it's like a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on somebody else, except a book distributor. Because they're all going to hell, we should give them the books. But, generally, we don't force ourselves on people up to a certain point.
Right.
So most people, they want to live in the material world without Krishna. They've come here to forget Krishna. And Krishna's given them so many different contraptions, different little things where they can forget him, different forms, different life, bodies, whatever. Mm-hmm. Another question? All right, well, that's it. Time for the feast. Thank you very much.